ma'am. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Sure.
Okay, ma'am. Well, let me go ahead and proceed with my first question, ma'am. We would just want like to know, would you say your age is between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, over 65?
30 to 49.
All right, ma'am. And even though I know the answer to this question, what do you consider your gender to be?
My gender?
Yes, ma'am.
Female.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not so sure of the answer, just give me your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we're referring to illegal use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. So how often, ma'am, do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, once or twice a year? Tried once or twice or never?
When we say teens, like, if, are we talking like 12 to 18 or?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. I don't know, if I think back to when I was a teen, I would say at least have tried one or two times, if not more.
Would that be a year, ma'am, or once a month, or twice a month, or once a week, or daily?
I'd say at least once a month.
Okay, no problem. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form or concentrate in any form? Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, once a month? Okay. Once or twice a year, tried once or never?
Probably try once or twice.
Once or twice a year? All right. Oh, tried once or twice. I'm sorry. All right. All right. How often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, once or twice a year?
Probably daily. A lot of them.
Daily? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I'm going to read to you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. I just want you to tell me if you agree or disagree. Here are several short statements. I'll be very quick, ma'am. All right? So the first one says, most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Agree. Would you say strongly agree or just simply agree?
Just simply agree.
All right. And most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Would you say simply agree or strongly agree?
Simply agree.
Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree or disagree?
Simply agree.
Okay. And parents should not let teens use marijuana. Do you agree or disagree?
I would say agree, so I simply agree.
Simply agree. Okay. And parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree. Simply agree.
All right. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Do you agree or disagree?
Simply agree.
All right. And most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol. Do you agree or disagree?
Simply agree.
Okay. And my community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youths with marijuana. Do you agree or disagree?
Simply agree.
Okay. And my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youths other than their own children with alcohol. Do you agree or disagree?
Simply agree.
Okay. And drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Oh, okay, ma'am. And using marijuana is never a good thing to do. Do you agree or disagree?
Simply agree.
And most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws and make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Simply agree
strongly.
Strongly, okay. And parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And I believe adults who supply alcohol to youths under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you agree or disagree?
Simply agree.
Okay. And vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree or disagree?
Simply agree.
Okay. And most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry. The other question is parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree. Strongly.
Strongly, okay. And most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws and make it illegal for adults to provide youths with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree?
Simply agree.
Okay, and we're almost done, ma'am. Parents should not let teens use alcohol. Do you agree or disagree?
Simply agree.
Okay. And my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree?
Simply agree.
Simply agree. All right. And most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana. Do you agree or disagree?
Simply agree.
All right. And most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree. Simply.
Simply. Strongly. Okay.
Sorry.
Strongly agree. All right. And almost three for us to finalize the section. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. And I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youths under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you agree or disagree?
Simply agree.
Okay, and the last one for this section says, most adults in my community think we should adopt laws and make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. Do you agree or disagree?
Simply agree.
Simply agree. And moving on, ma'am, we're almost done. I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not so sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, once a month, once or twice a year? Tried once or twice? Once a month. Okay. And how often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed for you by a doctor? Would you say daily, once a week?
Never anymore.
Never? Okay. How often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Would you say daily, once a week? Oh, okay. And these last questions. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Would you say every day, or would you say a few times
rarely.
A week, a few times a month, never, or a few times a school year?
Maybe a few times a school year.
Okay, ma'am. All right, and how would you describe yourself, ma'am? Like, for example, white, Hispanic, black, or African-American,
white.
Asian? Okay, ma'am. All right, and as a token of our appreciation, the Substance Prevention Education and Action Coalition, ma'am, will donate $5 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Just tell me which organization would you like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. We have Rangers Supporting Rangers, Community Scholarship Foundation, or Forest Lake Family Pathways?
What was the second one?
Community Scholarship Foundation.
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Well, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your responses. Your answers were so helpful to me. Have a nice day, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.